listening to Copenhagen Podcast, ordinary people and their extraordinary stories. Hello and welcome to the Copenhagen Podcast, where ordinary people tell their extraordinary stories. Today we have a very special guest. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hey there. Thanks for having me on the Copenhagen Podcast. Well, I guess I'm just an ordinary person who's had their fair share of not fitting in, of feeling like an outsider. You know, life's been a roller coaster, and I've navigated some rough patches along the way, but I'm here to share my story, and hopefully it resonates with someone out there who's been through similar struggles. So yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
Great, thank you. Would you mind telling us your name and where you're from, just to set the scene a little?
Of course. My name's Jake, and I hail from a small town in the Midwest. You know, one of those places where everyone knows your name, but not necessarily your story. It's got that typical small-town charm, but it can also feel suffocating when you're different, which, trust me, I definitely felt.
Okay, nice to meet you, Jake. Could you tell us a little bit about how and why you felt so different?
Nice to meet you, too. Well, growing up, I always had this feeling like I was marching to the beat of my own drum, you know? I didn't fit into the molds that society or even my hometown expected me to fit into. For one, my interests were pretty unconventional for a small town. While most folks were into sports and hunting, I was more into art and literature. That made me stand out like a sore thumb. But it wasn't just my interests. I've always been a bit of a dreamer, and I had these big ideas about the world, about life, that didn't quite align with the more traditional values around me. I wanted to explore, to learn, to experience things beyond our town's borders. That, in itself, made me feel like an outsider. And, well, there's something else too. I never quite looked the part, you know? I didn't fit the typical image people had of what someone from our town should look like. It made me feel like I was under a microscope, always being judged, always being different. So, it was this combination of not fitting the mold in terms of interests, dreams, and even appearance that made me feel like I was on the outside looking in. It could be isolating at times, I won't lie.
I understand. You paint a very good picture of how you felt different and not fitting in. How did the feeling of isolation affect you?
The feeling of isolation, it weighed on me pretty heavily, to be honest. It's like this constant sense of being disconnected from everyone around you. When you don't fit in, you often find yourself on the sidelines, watching others form close bonds and share experiences that you feel like you can't be a part of. I'd be lying if I said it didn't get to me. There were times when I questioned myself, wondered if there was something wrong with me for not conforming to the norm. Loneliness crept in, and it could be suffocating. I'd spend a lot of nights just lost in thought, trying to make sense of why I felt the way I did. But you know, in a weird way, that isolation also gave me a chance to explore my own thoughts and creativity. It was during those moments of solitude that I really delved into my passions like writing and art. They became my refuge, my way of coping with the loneliness and the feeling of not fitting in. So, while isolation was tough, it also pushed me to embrace the things that made me unique and allowed me to develop a deeper connection with myself. It's a bit of a double-edged sword, I guess.
I have a question about your feeling of isolation when you were looking at others, feeling isolated from them. Did you want to do the things they were doing with them, or did you want to feel happy to be able to do those things they did? Did you want to feel the happiness they did? Or did you want to do the things they did? If you understand the difference I'm trying to make there.
I see the distinction you're making. It's like wanting to either participate in the activities others were doing or simply wanting to feel content with my own choices and path, right? Well, I think it was a bit of both. There were times when I did want to join in on the things they were doing, especially when it seemed like they were having a great time. I'd wonder what it'd be like to share in those experiences and feel the happiness they were feeling. It's natural to want to connect with people and share joy. But there were also moments when I just wanted to be okay with my own choices and passions. I craved that inner peace, that self-acceptance where I didn't constantly question my own path or feel the need to conform to what others were doing. So, it was a mix of wanting to participate in their happiness and wanting to find my own contentment in being true to myself.
Great. Thank you for your answer. I have a question about what you called your ways of coping with this isolation and loneliness, which was to seek refuge in your passions for art and literature. So, regarding art and literature, I mean, firstly, well, in what way did you use art and literature? I mean, painting, writing, fiction, poems? And did you write about your feelings, or did the feeling give you the impetus to write about something different?
I turned to both art and literature as my ways of coping, and they took different forms over the years. With art, it was primarily painting and sketching. When I picked up a brush or pencil, it was like I could pour my emotions onto the canvas or paper. Sometimes it was abstract and a reflection of my inner turmoil, while other times it was more about creating something beautiful in contrast to the chaos I felt. It was a therapeutic release, a way to externalize what was going on inside. As for literature, I dabbled in both writing and reading. I wrote quite a bit, often using my own experiences as inspiration for my stories and poems. It was a way to process my feelings and make sense of the world around me. Writing allowed me to explore different perspectives and escape into fictional worlds when reality felt too overwhelming. So, I'd say it was a bit of both. My feelings provided the impetus to write and create art, but they also shaped the themes and emotions within those creative works. It was like a symbiotic relationship between my inner world and my artistic expressions.
You said that your passions for art and writing were something which made it clear to you that you didn't fit in the small town where you grew up. Do you have any actual experiences of being told that there was something wrong with having these passions? Or was it an intuition you had, a sense you had that these just weren't acceptable as passions?
It was more of an intuitive sense, rather than explicit experiences of being told that there was something wrong with my passions. In my small town, the cultural landscape was quite different from what I was drawn to. There weren't many opportunities for pursuing art and literature as serious interests or careers, and most folks around me simply didn't understand why I was so passionate about them. I felt the disconnect in subtle ways, the lack of like-minded individuals to share these interests with, the absence of artistic or literary events, and the occasional dismissive comments from peers. It wasn't that people outright said there was something wrong with what I loved. It was more that these passions felt out of place in our community, and that made me feel out of place too. So, it was a combination of not having a supportive environment for these passions, and a general sense that they were at odds with the expectations and norms of my small town that contributed to my feeling like an outsider.
How serious did it become for you, this feeling of not fitting in? Did it have any consequences in the form of a deeper unhappiness? Did it lead you to seek escape in non-healthy forms of coping, for example, drink or drugs? How did this feeling of isolation and not fitting in affect you?
The feeling of not fitting in had a significant impact on me, and at times, it did lead to deeper unhappiness. It's tough to constantly feel like you're on the outside looking in, like you don't belong. That feeling of isolation weighed on me, and it did affect my mental well-being. There were moments when I sought escape, yes. I won't deny that I turned to less healthy forms of coping, like drinking. It seemed like a way to temporarily numb the pain and escape from the overwhelming sense of not belonging. It was a way to fit in with a different crowd, even if it was a crowd that also had its own issues. But over time, I realized that these coping mechanisms were only temporary solutions and in many ways were exacerbating the problem. They weren't helping me address the root cause of my unhappiness or my feeling of not fitting in. So, it was a difficult journey, but I eventually had to find healthier ways to cope with my emotions and embrace my uniqueness rather than seeking escape through substances.
And how did you find these healthier ways of coping with your feeling of not fitting in? Was there a specific turning point? Was there somebody you met, somebody you knew who helped you? Did you do anything active to seek help? How did it come about?
Finding healthier ways to cope was a gradual process, not something that happened overnight. There wasn't a single turning point, but rather a series of moments and realizations that led me on a better path. One of the key factors was discovering a small, supportive community online that shared my interests in art and literature. It was like finding kindred spirits who understood my passions and the challenges I faced. Their encouragement and shared experiences helped me feel less alone in my pursuits. I also started actively seeking self-improvement through therapy and self-help books. Therapy, in particular, gave me a space to explore my feelings of not fitting in and work through them in a healthy way. It helped me build resilience and better coping mechanisms. Additionally, as I got older, I became more confident in who I was and what I valued. I realized that it was okay to be different and that my uniqueness was something to be celebrated, not hidden. This shift in perspective helped me accept myself more fully and find contentment in my own skin. So, it wasn't a single person or moment that helped me find healthier coping strategies. It was a combination of factors, self-discovery, and a supportive online community that gradually led me to a better place mentally and emotionally.
Thank you, Jake. You have a wonderful way with words. I can definitely understand your passion for writing. What do you do now, if I may ask? Work-wise, or even just in your free time with your passion for art and literature?
Thank you for your kind words. I'm glad my passion for writing comes through. Well, these days, I've managed to merge my love for writing and art into a fulfilling career. I work as a freelance writer and illustrator. It's a dream come true, really, being able to create and express myself through my work. In my free time, I still dedicate a lot of it to my artistic pursuits. I paint, sketch, and write for the sheer joy of it. I've even started working on a novel, which is a long-term project that keeps my creative juices flowing. So, I guess you could say, I've found a way to make my passions my livelihood, and that's brought me a sense of purpose and contentment I never thought possible during those days of feeling like an outsider in my small town.
I hope you'll be able to indulge our listeners with an answer to this question, Jake. And I'm fascinated if you tell us a brief synopsis of a novel that you're working on. Could you do that?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to share a brief synopsis of the novel I'm working on. It's a story about the journey of self-discovery and the power of human connection. The novel follows the life of Sarah, a young woman who, much like myself, grows up feeling like an outsider in her close-knit community. She has dreams and passions that don't align with the expectations placed on her. As she navigates the challenges of being different, she stumbles upon a hidden world within her small town, filled with characters who are equally unconventional. Sarah's journey intertwines with these unique individuals, and together, they embark on a quest to uncover the town's hidden history and secrets. Along the way, they discover the strength of their shared bonds and the beauty in embracing their individuality. It's a tale of resilience, friendship, and the transformative power of following your heart, even when it leads you down an unconventional path. I hope it resonates with readers and inspires them to celebrate their own uniqueness.
That sounds incredibly interesting, Jake. I'm just a little curious about how much Sarah's story mirrors that of your own. Did you yourself discover a hidden world within the small town where you live? Did you also have characters who were equally unconventional in your upbringing?
While Sarah's story does draw inspiration from my own experiences, it's a work of fiction, and the hidden world within her small town is a metaphorical representation of the unexpected connections and opportunities that can arise when you embrace your uniqueness. I didn't literally discover a hidden world in my hometown. However, I did encounter unconventional individuals along my journey who, in their own ways, challenged the norms and expectations of our community. These interactions influenced my perspective and shaped my understanding of what it means to be true to oneself. So, while Sarah's story isn't an exact reflection of my own life, it's infused with the essence of my experiences and the people I've encountered along the way.
That's great. Would you like to tell us a little bit about some of these unconventional individuals you met along your journey, and perhaps a few words on how they managed to shape your understanding of being true to yourself?
Certainly. One of the unconventional individuals I met along my journey was an older man named Tom. He was a recluse, living in a rundown cabin on the outskirts of town. Tom had a deep love for nature and spent his days studying the local wildlife and plants. What struck me about Tom was his unwavering commitment to his passion, even though it didn't conform to the typical pursuits in our town. He taught me the importance of following your heart, regardless of societal expectations. His simple, yet fulfilling, life in harmony with nature inspired me to explore my own interests and stay true to what I loved. Another person who left a lasting impact on me was Clara, an eccentric artist who created breathtaking sculptures from recycled materials. She was unapologetically herself, embracing her quirks and idiosyncrasies. Clara showed me that authenticity is a beautiful thing, and that it's okay to be different, even in a world that sometimes seems too conforming. These unconventional individuals taught me that it's essential to stay true to your passions and values, even if they don't fit the mold of what's considered normal. They helped me see that embracing your uniqueness can lead to a richer and more fulfilling life, and I carry those lessons with me to this day.
I really wish we could spend more time talking, Jake, but we're actually approaching the end of the interview here. I have a couple of final questions. Firstly, would you be able to offer any words of advice for a listener who may be in a different situation to yours, but in a similar way, feels that they don't fit in, that they are an outsider, that they're somehow different to those around them? Do you have any words of advice that you'd like to share?
Absolutely. I'd be glad to offer some advice. To anyone out there who feels like they don't fit in or that they're different from those around them, I'd say this. 1. Embrace your uniqueness. Your differences are what make you special. Don't try to conform to what others expect of you. Embrace your quirks, passions, and interests, and celebrate the things that make you uniquely you. 2. Seek like-minded souls. Look for communities, online or in person, where you can connect with people who share your interests and values. Finding like-minded individuals can provide the support and understanding you need. 3. Self-acceptance. Practice self-acceptance and self-compassion. Remember that it's okay to be different, and you don't need validation from others to be content with who you are. 4. Seek help when needed. If you're struggling with feelings of isolation or unhappiness, don't hesitate to seek help. Therapy or counseling can provide valuable tools to cope with these emotions and navigate your path to self-acceptance. 5. Create your path. Forge your own path in life. Don't be afraid to pursue your passions, even if they lead you in a direction that others might not understand. Your journey is yours alone, and it's worth exploring fully. Remember, you're not alone in feeling like an outsider, and there's a community of people who will appreciate and support you for who you are. Keep moving forward on your unique journey, and you'll discover the beauty in being true to yourself.
That seems very well thought out advice there, Jake. Take this as a compliment, almost as though it was taken from the pages of a self-help book. Have you actually considered writing some form of helpful insights to people struggling with similar challenges to those that you've faced?
Thank you for the compliment. And yes, I have considered sharing my insights and experiences in a more formal way, perhaps through writing. It's something that's been on my mind, and your question has certainly given me another nudge in that direction. Helping others navigate similar challenges and find their way to self-acceptance is something I'm passionate about. So who knows? Maybe one day you'll see some of my thoughts in a self-help book or other form of guidance.
I would very much look forward to that day, Jake. Now, I have one final request, and it might seem a little unusual, but please bear with me and try to help me. So, in no more than 15 words, I would like you to construct a prompt for an AI drawing program which could create a picture, an illustration.
Create an illustration of a lone tree bathed in moonlight amidst a tranquil meadow.
Okay. Just to make sure, Jake, you understood my request, because the illustration I want to be created is an illustration which can be a picture of who you consider yourself to be, a picture of how you have faced the challenges of not fitting in that you've done, and how you learn to cope, a picture which in a way can illustrate this interview and everything you're trying to express with it. Could you do that in no more than 15 words?
Illustrate the journey of self-acceptance through art, words, and embracing uniqueness amidst life's challenges.